Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Today is day two of the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. The former publisher of the National Enquirer is expected to return to the witness stand. The judge will also hear arguments on whether Trump violated a court gag order that prohibits him from publicly attacking witnesses. The judge will decide if Trump should be held in contempt over a series of Truth Social posts. President Biden campaigns in Florida today, 1 week before the state's new 6-week abortion ban is set to take effect. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports now, a Democratic presidential candidate hasn't won the state since 2012.
The Biden campaign says it is competing there this year, buoyed by the fact that a reproductive rights referendum will be on the ballot in November. Campaign communications director Michael Tyler says the entire purpose of today's trip is
forcefully advocate for reproductive freedom and call out Donald Trump's abortion bans, as he's been doing since Roe was overturned. It's going to stand in stark contrast to Trump, who, when he's out on the stump, every single day is bragging about the role that he played in overturning Roe.
Former President Donald Trump does often speak proudly about naming three Supreme Court justices who made the majority on the court that overturned Roe v. Wade. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Senate could vote as soon as today on a foreign aid package providing assistance to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and other allies. The funding includes $61 billion to Kyiv to support its defense against Russia's invasion and $26 billion to Israel and humanitarian aid for Gaza. The package also includes a measure that could trigger a nationwide TikTok ban. President Biden says he would sign it into law if it clears the Senate. Coast Guard officials say at least five people, including a child, have drowned trying to cross the English Channel from France to England. The deaths come just hours after the UK Parliament passed a controversial plan to deport to Rwanda migrants who make that channel journey. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the threat of deportation to Rwanda in Central Africa will deter migrants from risking their lives to enter the UK illegally. His landmark immigration policy faced 2 years of debate, votes and legal challenges before passing Parliament after midnight. Sunak says flights will take off in 10 to 12 weeks.
No ifs, no buts. These flights are going to Rwanda.
But Sunak's government has yet to find an airline willing to participate. Human rights groups question whether the UK can legally outsource its asylum system to Rwanda. And they also question whether that country will treat migrants fairly. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Delta Airlines says it's raising pay for flight attendants and other non-union employees. This comes as union activity in the South ramps up. Melissa Fato with member station WABE has more.
Atlanta-based Delta says it's boosting pay by 5% for more than 80,000 employees and raising all starting wages to $19 an hour. The airline is by far the most profitable U.S. carrier. It also has some of the lowest union representation in the industry at just about 20% of its workforce. The Association of Flight Attendants has expressed interest in another go at unionizing Delta after it narrowly failed to do so in 2010. The pay boost at Delta comes as business leaders and some elected officials in the South are reeling after Volkswagen workers at a plant in Tennessee voted in favor of joining the United Auto Workers. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Fato in Atlanta.
The city of Baltimore is suing the owner and manager of the container ship that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. The lawsuit filed in federal court claims the owner of the dolly was negligent and that the vessel was not fit for voyage. The city also accuses the crew of incompetence. The bridge collapse killed 6 construction workers. The United Methodist Church now will open its general conference that's happening today in Charlotte, North Carolina. The church during this conference is expected to discuss its policies against the ordainment of LGBTQ clergy. The conference will also talk about the performance of same-sex weddings in the United Methodist Church. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.